Among the gubernatorial candidates, Democrat Tom Barrett and Republicans Mark Newman and Scott Walker have already turned in their petitions. Some lesser-known candidates have also filed papers to get on the ballot, including Tim John for Democrats and Scott Paterick for Republicans. In the race for U.S. Senate, Democratic incumbent Russ Feingold and Republican challengers Ron Johnson and Dave Westlake have filed to run. Republican Stephen Finn joins them. Most of Wisconsin's congressional races will be contested, with a couple possible exceptions. As of about an hour ago, no Democratic candidates had filed signatures to run against Janesville Republican Paul Ryan in the 1st Congressional District. The same goes for the 5th Congressional District, where veteran Republican Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner is seeking another term. It looks like both parties will field at least one candidate in most of the traditionally competitive state legislative districts. And some of the districts being vacated by lawmakers have a lot of people vying to replace them. For example, 8 candidates had filed papers for Republican Thomas Lothian's seat in Williams Bay, and 6 people had filed for the seat held by outgoing Chippewa Falls Assemblyman Jeff Wood. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.